Pope Benedict surprises the world and the church loses an advocate. New reports on an American-Iranian pastor add momentum to a petition drive. And ever want to voice an audiobook? Well, now you can. We'll provide the details on this and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pope Benedict XVI surprised the world with his resignation announcement on Monday, and with that, he became the first pope in 600 years to leave his post. Citing frailty, he'll be stepping down February 28th. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He says the pope is the face of Christianity in many places and has also been an advocate.
He has consistently drawn attention to the persecution of Christians around the world and the things he said. He has shown the light on the persecution of our brothers and sisters, and so that voice will be missed.
Pope Benedict's departure triggers a conclave, a gathering of cardinals who will elect the new pope. They're tasked with picking somebody who can both be an intellectual and can speak simple truth. The new pope will also need to confront an increasingly hostile world.
Our prayer needs to be that whoever the new pope is will be a person who seeks after God's heart and desires to follow him fully and desires to lead the Catholic Church to follow him fully. From the perspective of our work with the persecuted church, we would love for the new pope to be a person who will speak about persecution and be a voice for the suffering church.
Meanwhile, you can be part of saving a life. At the end of January, an Iranian-born pastor who's a U.S. citizen was sentenced to 8 years behind bars. His crime? Establishing a network of house churches years ago. An international campaign for his release is being shared, and the Southern Baptists are asking you to help. Pray that Pastor Saeed Abedini will feel God's presence throughout this tough situation. If you want to get more details on the petition drive itself, go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. There's a gangetic change in the most unreached region of India. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says,
God's spirit is really on the move in this region and has sovereignly brought together pastors and church planters that have a vision to take the gospel to literally tens of thousands of unreached villages.
Did I lose you at the word gangetic? It's a region near the Ganges River. Global Advance is helping indigenous leaders grow deeper in their faith, but they credit the leader's passion for gospel growth in the community.
Over 350,000 new believers, 97,000 new people baptized, and 13,500 house churches planted in the last 4 years alone. It's really one of the most amazing things that I've seen in my 15 years of doing missions.
Can you help them bring the gospel to more people?
Pray for unity, pray for protection, pray for wisdom, and pray for the grace of God.
Next, have you ever wanted to voice an audio Bible? Well, now you can. Faith Comes by Hearing has started a new program called Virtual Recording. Bill Lohr says,
it simply is an online presence where people can actually be a part of a recording process. All they need is a computer, a microphone, and an internet connection now.
Virtual recording will increase the speed of completing recordings, and they hope to receive greater participation as those recording will be much safer.
Now we can reach out to all speakers of the language we're trying to record, and we can have them participate right from the safety of their own home.
Want to get involved? Check it out at missionnetworknews.org.
You are connecting, and you are a part of a worldwide project that's getting God's word to everyone in the world.
And pray that through this project, many people will hear the good news of Christ. And last month, Vision Beyond Borders sent out a cry for help. They needed $15,000 to buy 9,000 pairs of shoes. In just a few weeks, they raised about two-thirds of that. This money will help many people receive shoes. VBB's grateful for the generosity of the donors and the volunteers that made this possible, and pray that God would use these shoes to demonstrate his love and protection for those in need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.